I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. I don't know if you heard, as soon as I banged my microphone, as soon as Amber said 3, 2, 1, it was like bang.
Not sure if you well, heard that. That's maybe that should be our intro. Like
3, 2, 1,
the like bang.
Group yeah. clap.
Like we're in preschool again.
Oh, and then we'll like fuck it up and it'll be cute.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, Amber, how are you today?
I am recovering from what I thought was just like a cough because of irritation being around people smoking cigars, and I'm thinking it actually might be like a thing.
Oh no, I didn't know you were around. Sorry, I'm not being articulate. I did not know that you were around cigar mm-hmm. smoke recently.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We went to a going away party and they celebrated the evening with cigars. So, which is like cool. Like it's a thing that, you know, people like to do. I just am not, I quit smoking many, many years ago and mm-hmm. I've noticed that like tobacco and stuff like that really irritates my throat, mm-hmm. Yeah, when I'm hard. Around it.
For sure.
So, yeah. So I thought it was that, but it's been like 3 or 4 days and I still have a cough. So I don't think it's that anymore.
Oh no. Well, we're sending all of our healthy vibes your way.
Thank you.
Being sick is no fun.
Yeah. How are you?
I am good. Surviving and thriving.
There we go.
You know the drill.
You know the drill. Well, I do have to admit that I completely space cadet had a moment of forgetting that we were recording. And so Leslie texted me like a little past our normal recording time and was like, are we doing this or?
You know, like the meme where they like touch fingers. They're like, hi.
Remember me?
Are we recording? When I was, you know, I just was chilling. I was watching TikTok. Right where you see me right now, and then I looked up and I was like, oh, it's like 8:05 and I didn't have an email and I was confused, but so that just must mean that you've got lots on your brain
apparently. Yeah. So honestly, when you when I saw your text, I was not thinking and not doing much because I was sitting on my tuchus watching Taskmaster New Zealand. So
see, I was hoping you weren't watching Is It Cake, because then I was gonna feel so bad if I interrupted the ritual.
Yes. For those who don't know, my husband and I, we like to find one show where we watch it together. We don't watch it separately. And recently there is a new Is It Cake season. So we have been slowly getting through that when we have the time.
So you said there's a new cake season. So there's, mm-hmm. it's not a new show.
The Is It Cake?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. We've watched it since season one. We're on season three.
Did it come out during like 2020? Did it come out when all those videos were trending, like Is It Cake videos? Because those gave me,
I think,
like,
it came
PTSD.
Out the yeah I think it came out the year after. I think like those were trending and Netflix was like,
I see what you did
we
there
could make this a game show. Yeah.
I just remember during quarantine the Is It Cake videos were like absurd.
Well, and they would like cut in the middle of what looked like a person wearing a shoe. And I was like, what am I watching?
Literally, it would be like a baby. And I'd be like, oh my God. And like, it's just cake. It'd be like sunshine and rainbows.
You know, I totally forgot about that. And I was like, what a unique show. And really, like, they just stole from TikTok.
That's literally all I think about. Every time you guys talk about Is It Cake, all I can think about are those videos that traumatized the fuck out of me during quarantine.
You just think of babies getting cut in half. Oh my God. No wonder you don't want to watch it. Well, and I sent Leslie a very intriguing Marco Polo series where I pretty much just recorded one of the episodes of the show to the point where they were like deciding what was cake and what wasn't. And I showed her what my husband and I do. And we literally just sit there and go, I think it's number one. I think it's number five. And you have to admit, after watching that, Craig got 3 out of 4 right. Isn't it a weird skill that he has?
Yes and no. It wasn't.
No?
They weren't his first option all the time. Like, well, most of the time he changed his guess, which like I, the whole time I was like, Amber, you are so much nicer than me. I'd be like, Robbie, shut the fuck up. You've already selected your answer. You fucking lose. You're out. Like, you're,
well,
too,
and that's,
you're too nice.
He does it. He does it when change. They do. So if, for people who don't watch Is It Cake, they put one cake next to like 3 or 4 items that aren't cake. And then they have, you know, celebrity judges who are like a pretty big distance away. They're not like right up on top of the cakes. Mm-hmm. And they have to decide in like 20 seconds which one is cake and which one isn't. So when Craig does it, he originally does it when like he like it just shows the whole table and then the camera zooms in and does like slower stuff. So I think he's trying to be like the judges and look at everything at once and decide. And then as the camera zooms in and shows, then he's like, oh no, it's this. But most of the time he does not change his answer. That was unique for him.
Do the judges get to look at it up close?
After they
have selected. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I just feel like, I'm not trying to be a hater, but I don't, Craig, you don't got it. You don't got the gift. Because he, maybe send me one that he doesn't changes. Because literally,
see, I think he got a little like nervous because like he saw me recording. So he was like, I got to get it right.
Well, I'm not a hater. I'm not here to hate. I'm just saying you were way nicer than me and I'm way too competitive. So I would have been like, shut the fuck up. You've lost.
See, I'm not competitive, but I did start the third one. I was like, you got to stop changing. So I did eventually.
Eventually. Like, well, that's what I mean. I think you eventually were like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, he
does have a gift.
Usually he does have a skill of like, even if it is changing it, the things he notices, I'm like,
that's true. He was pointing out different, way different things. Like one of the examples, the one that I still think of, it was the fire hose that you sent me. And they were like, and I can't remember what he said about that. Actually, you got that one right, didn't you? And he got that one wrong.
I can't remember. Are you talking about, there was a fire hydrant in that episode? Because it was all things like fireman related. There was a hose, but the fire hydrant, he was describing like something. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah. I like the attention to detail.
Yeah. Like he was like talking about a bevel or where something was met somewhere. And I was like, what the fuck's a bevel? I don't know. He tried to explain it to me and I still don't know what it is.
Nice. Someone let us know in the comments what a bevel is.
Yeah. And in regard to a fire hydrant that's actually cake, what's a bevel?
That particular thing. Maybe a bevel is a real thing on a fire hydrant.
I would be really impressed if my husband knew the names of parts of a fire hydrant. That would be a skill I also didn't know he had.
Did Craig want to be a firefighter always deep down?
You know what he literally, it's so funny you said that. He was literally telling me his like dream job was to be a smoke jumper.
Yeah.
Sorry. My husband,
I don't mean
is
to laugh
afraid,
at your dream.
My husband is afraid of heights. Like pre me getting pregnant, he would make me get up on the roof to take the Christmas lights down. Now, like, you know, I won't do it because I have to take care of the baby. But like,
good luck with that, Craig. I didn't mean to laugh at your dream. I just can't imagine you jumping out of an airplane. And now, like, that I know you're afraid of them, I really can't imagine you jumping out of an airplane.
Well, okay. So I've jumped out of an airplane twice, right? Pretty like cool. I did it for fun. Oh. It was recreational. And paid someone to, you know,
throw me out. Uh-huh.
Put me in a baby Bjorn and send me on my way. And and my husband watched from the ground
and cried
each time. I think he went to both times that I jumped. No, he didn't cry. He just like watched and let me exist or whatever. And at that time, he didn't tell me that this was his dream.
He was just like, Amber's like, living my dream.
Well, no, I asked him if he wanted to do it. And he was like, no, like I'm scared of heights. That's not something I'm interested in. Blah, 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 blah. And then years later, he tells me like his dream was to be a smoke jumper. And I was like, you wouldn't even jump out of a plane with me that safely like was strapped to another person who was a professional
in
jumping out of planes. And he goes, well, I'd be able to do it if it was my job.
I'd get paid to do it. So it'd be totally different.
Well, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. So you'd be jumping out of a plane to land in the middle of a fire. I jumped out of a plane and landed in a nice grassy field.
Like a trampoline. Oh, right.
Like, what?
Okay. I think we've talked about it. The next time you decide you want to go skydiving, like, let me know. Because I want to do it, but I not enough to, like, schedule it myself. But, like,
oh, so you have to be, like, bullied into it?
Oh, no, no, you don't. I'll be totally, you don't even have to persuade me. If you're just like, hey, I want to go skydiving, like, I want to do it. But like,
oh, okay, I'd have to do the admin to like get it scheduled.
Right. I don't have the balls to like do the initiative.
What I really want to do, my dad and I both talked about it because my dad and I went together. So when I was at the, we're going to go on a trip down memory lane about my skydiving.
Okay. Perfect.
So when I was in high school, my mom won these tickets to indoor skydiving and my dad had never had the desire to jump out of a plane. I had always said like I wanted to skydive. That was a thing I wanted to do, blah, blah, blah. So my mom won these tickets for us to go indoor skydiving and it's just over this big fan and they have indoor skydiving professionals mm-hmm. who fling you about a tube and you go all the, and mine was very nice. It was back when I was a cheerleader, so I could control my body much better. And he took me to the very top of the tube, which was terrifying, and then right back down.
It was like Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm, yeah, except I wasn't worried about dying.
About eaten. Nice.
Yeah. So when we were done with that, we are taking off like our suits that we had to wear or whatever. And my dad was like, let's do the real thing. And I said, okay, cool. So we had to wait for me to be... I knew Craig, so it had to be over 18, I'm sure. And then I'm sure we just, like, talked about it.
I didn't know and there then, was an age restriction. It makes sense, though.
Yeah, I think you have to be able to sign your own waiver. And so then there is a, it's called Mile High Skydiving. It's in Longmont, I believe. So my dad, I don't know how it initiated because we like didn't talk about it for years. And then my dad must have figured out that there was an option to do this.
He remembered.
So he remembered.
He's like, oh, so yeah.
We should do that. So we went, skydiving for our first time. And my mom and Craig watched from the ground. And then a couple years later, cause they get you at Mile High. If you do one jump, they offer you a discount if you buy your next jump that day, but you have like, I think it was like something crazy, like 3 years to use it or something like that. Wow. So literally you get off of the plane with the adrenaline pumping and like, I'm a fucking awesome person.
Right. You're like, I'm going to fucking do it again.
They give you like $100 off or something crazy.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And so expensive? You're like, yes, please. I will put that on my credit card. And then they tell you have like 3 years to use it.
Okay.
So it was coming up on my dad and I having to use it and like and all that stuff. And then I had a friend, Selena, who had always wanted to do it. So we took her. Mm-hmm. Selena's. So we took her to go skydiving. So I think I had more fun. Like, I enjoyed my first time doing it, but I think, like, taking someone who's never done it before and watching them is, like, sick. It was, like, so much fun to, like, see her get all hyped about it.
Well, I'll be, like, super fucking nervous, but I do want to go. I kind of, like, snorted because I was just thinking of how chunky my cheeks are and how stupid I'm going to look with the fucking air, you know, I'm gonna be
puts them right back. It'll give you a good look.
No, you've seen those chunky kids and their mouth get like stuck and then it's like, anyway, that's what's gonna happen. I've got chunky cheeks, so yeah. But I'm excited for it. We're gonna do
and what's cool is they do it year round. My dad and I really want to do it while there's snow on the ground. It would be absolutely freezing,
yeah,
but it would look so beautiful with snow on the ground.
It would be absolutely freezing, which is a great segue. My teats would be fucking, I'd be nipping so hard. I would be just dying cold.
What a beautiful segue. So, friends, I put this on here, and I don't really remember we why.
Finish. We can finish. The I just I we were talking about.
No,
tits.
It was I no. That was it. The end.
Okay.
So I don't remember why I put this on here. I'm sure it was a day of frustration, and I was just like, "We need to talk about this. We need to have our explorers sympathize with us, maybe educate some explorers if they're unaware,
have our voices be heard."
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the BTC tonight.
The BTC. When you told me what the BTC meant, because I didn't know what the acronym stood for at first. I'm really bad with acronyms. It means Big Titty Committee.
Yeah,
wave your tassels now.
I'm celebrating. I did not wear a bra tonight, so they are out
and
about.
I do have a bra on. What an idiot I am. when you told me what it meant, I thought the first thing that popped in my head was, oh, it was she was frustrated. I have many more reasons that I'm frustrated with my tits than not frustrated.
Yeah. So I figured too, it's just a, you know, we talk about hair journey. We've talked about clothing journey. Like your boobs are a journey as well.
They are. Sometimes I feel like your boobs were a journey. I don't remember you having like obnoxious boobs until like you became
recently.
A woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Until I became a woman.
A woman. you know?
Well, and I think, you know, I remember you saying, like, you talking about your experience into, like, the training bra and stuff like that. And I just think, like, you know, we get to see our demographic, and our demographic is definitely female listeners who are about our age. But if any younger person stumbles upon this, one, I apologize for the cursing. Two,
don't repeat like, us.
Don't repeat us.
We're adults.
Three, yeah, we're adults. Three, just like the more you talk about stuff, the more like people come out and they just go like, me too. And you just feel like you're part of a community. So
the more normalized Leslie, it is.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. That's a shorter way of explaining it. But Leslie, your transition into the committee was at a young age, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like to say that I came out of the womb with tits.
Oh, okay.
I mean, okay. Literally, I was in a training bra in second grade.
Damn.
Could have just been fat for sure, because I was a chunky kid. Like I could have just, it could have just been chunk, but like.
But where chunk sits is.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like there's a difference between a moob and a breast. You know what I mean?
Well, and like for women, even if it was a moob, it will be identified as a breast no matter what.
Yeah, I remember my very first one was baby pink and it had a strawberry on it. Very cute.
Did you? Okay, so my training bra experience was a little bit later. I think I was in like fifth grade, maybe. Yeah, I remember I was still in like grade school, but I think it was like fifth grade. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so and maybe I think, you always have been in the BTC.
No, I have not. I think that was mostly just because I have nipples.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I think it was a little bit more of like my nipples popped before my boobs did. So it was kind of like one of those things where like I was
she's all
getting
nipples.
Made fun of. Yeah.
Oh, no.
She's all nipples. She's like a she's like one of those sad looking dogs that's just been like feeding like, her puppies.
Like little tense.
Yeah, exactly. So mine was like fifth
every
grade.
Male
I
listener
do remember
just turned off. Sorry.
Well, cool. We
Paul.
Got him out of here.
Bye, Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Yeah, we love you.
So mine was a little bit later, but I have to ask, did you like wearing your training bra?
No, it was a huge
I hated
fight.
It.
It was a massive fight. I used to my mom used to make me turn around like I wasn't I would get dressed and like be like she's not gonna know that I don't have it on, and every day she'd be like let's like go put it on like and I because no one else was wearing them, and that was the biggest thing for me. Was I was the only one wearing them, and I hated it.
See, I do not remember it being like, I don't remember other people being like, oh, I have my training bra on. you know, like what I mean, like mm-hmm. I remember the evolution of wearing a thong for the first time. I knew everybody in our school that our grade that also was wearing thongs. Like that was something you talked about.
So but, excited.
Yeah. But I don't remember talking about a training bra.
No, I was like embarrassed. Mm-hmm. It was like not something to be cool.
Yeah, I remember like my mom. So we all know about my night terrors as I was a kid. Yeah. So I hated being in my room by myself. So I would grab my PJs and I would come out into the living room and I would change into my PJs. And I remember my mom having a conversation with me and being like, Amber, your body's maturing. Like you can't just come out into the living room and change your clothes anymore.
And you're like, what do you mean, mom? Like, sure.
Yeah. And I was like, and then I got it. Out. Yeah. They're just like,
you're like, what do you mean?
Yeah. And then I remember shortly after that conversation, I got my first training bra and I absolutely hated it.
It's like so uncomfortable.
I don't even understand what a training bra does because it's not like there's any padding. Like it's literally just an extra like thin layer that feels like a you're wearing a swimsuit under your clothes.
Yeah. Just adding like a soft
shell. Barrier.
Just a little tiny, you know, it's like the foam giving you stuff that's in the bikinis.
Yeah, it's just giving you the experience of having to put one of those bad boys on every day. Get used to the strap feeling and I remember that. I would mess with my straps all the time because I hated it.
Oh, I remember my straps would always fall. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of pictures of me with my fucking bra strap hanging out. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing, but
embarrassed
and awkwardly sized and just anxious as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sweaty. I probably smelled awful, to be honest.
So when you transitioned to everyone wearing bras, do you remember feeling better about it? Do you still remember, like, how did you feel like middle school? Everyone's wearing bras. By that time, for the most part. I shouldn't say everyone, I shouldn't generalize, but middle school, most people are wearing bras. Well,
most people.
So how did you feel when more people started to have bras? Did you notice a change in feel how you felt?
No, I don't think I even like wanted to acknowledge my breasts until I was like in high school.
Okay. So they just kind of were not a thing.
It was a really big fight for me and my mom. We used to fight about, because she would always say that my breasts were hanging out. And it's like, I wouldn't even be like trying. I would like literally mm-hmm. just be putting on like a t-shirt and I looked like I worked at Hooters. And it's like, I'm not even like trying to be sexual. I'm just trying to exist. And I look like, and my tits are literally always out. And so it was a big issue. We used to fight about clothes all the time. And then I think eventually they just like stopped because then my breasts being up, like my breasts were out at my wedding. Like it just became like super normalized.
Do you think it like became like once you like transitioned to being an adult? So like maybe there was a little bit more protection around it because you were underage. And then once you transitioned into like being an adult woman, like in family members' eyes or whatever, then it was kind of less talked about because you had bodily anonymy.
Maybe
that was hard.
That was a hard word to say. I'm not. There's a reason I didn't repeat it. They still made a comment just this weekend. We were taking a selfie at the Rockies game. She's like, "Oh my god, you're hanging out," and I was like. Sorry, I'm just sitting here, just existing. Yeah.
Well, and that's I'm gonna try to find a way to transition that.
People like I know people notice my breasts. Like I got eyes, you know what I mean? So I think but I just don't really care anymore. I just always say it's my best feature.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, it comes from different generations too. You can definitely see like that transition as well. For me, like I don't think I had anything like small. They were definitely like
there.
Yeah, like jinx. People knew I had boobs. I knew people knew I had boobs because I also had eyes.
And I remember in middle school, the boys, it was super inappropriate, were like the purple nurples. They used to like, I don't know if they did that to you, but they used to do that to me.
I was always worried about getting de-pantsed. That was what I remember, is like we were on the track team and they would like de-pants everybody. And I was just like, I do not want to be de-pantsed.
See, you had a donk, so they must have focused on your booty more. I never worried about that. I did not. Yeah, have a donk.
I threatened to punch someone in the penis when they tried to de-pants me when I was in seventh grade. Yeah, so I threatened to punch people in the penis a lot, which isn't new because I also threatened my husband with that.
Oh my god!
But
I like that you've matured.
Yeah, but no, the nurples were never threatened for me.
Oh, that's good.
I've never thought about that, though. That probably was, like, whatever predominantly was noticed.
To this day, I mean, I can laugh it off, you know, because it's just, like, part of my personality. But, like, people will just straight up make, like, super inappropriate comments. And it's, like, and I think they think I, like, welcome it. But, again, I'm usually just fucking chilling. I'm usually just, like, not even... Just embracing
that. That's kind of something too. You get so used to it, right? Because like even when you were a kid and you knew that you had to do this because you were the only one who had to do this, comments were being made from a young age about them, you know, your breasts being noticed.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's kind of like eventually you just get used to it.
Well, that's depressing. What was your experience like in middle school wearing bras?
You know what I remember? I was a very, I wanted a uniboob. That's the look I wanted. Like,
oh my God.
I would wear a bra, like a normal bra. And I remember like we went to Kmart because Kmart was still a thing. And we got like slight push-up bras, and of course they were a little like, you know, like
risque
pink frilly whatever. And I'm sure I did that with the same girl that I went and bought my first thong with, and my mom was unaware. But yeah, so I remember I had like this one that had like red and pink, and it was lacy and it had a slight push, and I was rocking some, you know, bees at the time.
Which is pretty impressive. I mean, for middle school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My breasts stayed the same size for they got a little bit bigger in high school, obviously. And then they just continued. They slowly continued to grow. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which you would think they would have. Like, I thought mine, I feel like mine stopped. They didn't. They still grow.
Yeah.
But
mine are still growing too. Yeah. But yeah, so I would wear, like, I remember I'd have like a bra like that. And then I'd put one of those really thin sports bras that like had no padding, like literally just looked like the inside of a tank top's like bra. And I would put that over the normal bra, and not just for gym. I would just always have one on.
Uh-huh.
Like, you liked did it in high school. I loved the Yule cake look.
See, I hated it. I always felt like that. That's why my tits were always out, because I felt like I looked like a dweeb.
Oh, see, I hated the valley. I wanted them both to be equal and like sitting there without any movement.
Without any movement. Oh, so you wanted like some perky, firm,
compressed.
See, I've never had perky, firm breasts, so I guess I'm just like, meh.
I miss the days. I don't have them anymore, but I definitely did back in the day. PSA to all of my people who are thinking about getting tattoos. I got an underboob tattoo when I was in college, and it is one of my favorite tattoos, but it has not seen the light of day since I had a child.
Does it still look good? I mean, has it
faded? When I lift them up and to look at it, it looks great.
You like pretty much forget it's there other than that?
Oh yeah, you can't even like see it anymore. Like, it's just completely. So if you're perky and you're thinking about getting an under boob tattoo, just know someday that baby will not see the sun, and it'll probably be your best kept tattoo.
Well, it's okay. It was perfect it's for the memories, right? You do it. Yes. You do it for the mm-hmm. moment. Mm-hmm. And if you regret it later, then that sucks. YOLO. It covers
up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. YOLO.
Yep. Every time I want to, you know, go back to my youth, I just like pick up one of my titties and like look at my under boob tattoo and just go, oh, I had so much fun.
That's so funny. I've never, because you know, I want an under boob tattoo and but I want it like, but you're right. Like, where do we mm-hmm. stop it? Where does it stop? Mm-hmm. Because when I don't have a bra on, it's
not non-existent.
I can't believe we're recording this. And then we're about to release this on the internet.
Well, if you hate it, we don't, it can be an unsung.
Okay. No, I love it because we don't take ourselves too seriously here.
Mm-mm. I just figured we'd kind of talk about it because everyone has, you know, everyone has puberty stories and experiences and all of that. So,
and everybody has breasts. Like, that's something mm-hmm. I never understood, like, why they're so sexualized. Like,
everyone's got nipples too.
Everyone has nipples. Like, your grandmother mm-hmm. has breasts. Like, they're mm-hmm. used to feed children. I just don't know, but they're so sexualized and
yeah.
they make some people so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that's always bothered me because it's literally like, this is just my body. I didn't want these. I didn't pay for these. I didn't ask for these. Like, mm-hmm. They just literally showed up. Like,
I do remember as like, so through high school, I think like, sorry, I'm going to speak in sizing because I can remember sizing. But I think away. I got up to like a C in high school. And then my weight fluctuated a little bit in college. Mm-hmm. They got a little smaller. They got a little bigger, all that stuff. I do remember it was our senior year right before we went off to college. I had a ex person in my life who dated someone who was not part of the BTC for a long time. And then they broke up and I hung out with him one night. And you're going to have to cut this out. So if you want to do a big long beep.
Okay, I'm...
15 minutes later.
But I do remember in high school getting more attention for my breasts and my chest than I had ever gotten before. And it was just so weird to me because it was just kind of something that was there that I never thought about. I never felt like I had something that was too small or too big. It was just like they were there.
Oh, uh-huh.
So when
and
then
all of a sudden it was like super sexualized.
Yeah. And so in high school, I was just like, Jesus.
You're like, back the fuck up.
I know. So like, it's kind of different because you had experienced that for a long time.
My whole life.
And mm-hmm. It was like shocking when people started like commenting, boys in high school mm-hmm. started commenting about that stuff.
See, it's good that like men didn't make comments because there were definitely men in my life that made comments like just inappropriate, super yeah. inappropriate.
Yeah.
So, but no, I love them. Honestly, they're my biggest feature, my best feature.
Yeah. In high school, did you notice a change or was it pretty consistent? Like from when training bra on, was it just a pretty consistent experience for you?
No, like I said, I was pretty much embarrassed of it until high school.
Mm.
And like I said, I think it really was just there was a lot of shame.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably cut this out. There was a lot of shame in my house around my breasts. And then in high school. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like they were always out. I just feel like
do you think that because in high school, like, you know, a lot of people's bodies were starting to mature. Did it feel like less of something because there were more people who?
Oh, for sure. Were like I could developed? Just blend. Definitely. I was mm-hmm. absolutely. I could just blend in the crowd. Right. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sticking out for any sort of reason and I like being low man on the totem pole, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I kind of like being just middle of the line. Nobody needs to know who I'm here.
Okay.
I just think about what I used to wear, just the difference between middle school and high school.
Mm-hmm.
And people always thought that I was older, too. Like, and I think it was because of my chest.
Mm. Isn't that so weird that that's, like, something that people consider, like, age?
Old.
Yeah.
When my brother was in basic training, I was in 7th grade. So, what, 12? my brother was an adult, was mm-hmm. in, you know, and people thought I was his girlfriend.
You know, actually, that reminds me. That's so funny. It made me think that's of
a funny sound.
Those moments, right? Because you're commenting on your chest. I never thought about it, but I remember running into a cheer coach and her boyfriend, who was also a cheer coach for us at the time. We were in freshman year in high school, freshman and sophomore yeah. year, uh-huh. and we were at Walmart. And I ran into the coach's boyfriend, and I was talking to him, and I remember the coach came up. She looked at me, realized who I was, and she went, "Oh, you looked older from behind." So that's so, I never put two and two together. Well, because she came up, she looked like she was going to knock me out. Yeah, she was so pissed that some chick was talking to her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And yep. I was one of her cheerleaders. But that's so, I've never put two and two together. You know, people like it doesn't matter if you have like a donk or if you're mm-hmm. a BTC, like it, depending on how people look at you, they think something.
That you're like a woman. Yeah. That yeah. you're promiscuous.
Wow. Sorry. That just like sent me into a flashback. I didn't even put that together, obviously, when it was happening, but like I right. haven't put that together at all because I never thought I had a donk. So.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I never. Oh, okay, cool. Maybe because it was behind me, so I never like noticed it.
Oh, I thought you did know that. No, for mm-hmm. sure, you've always had one. But
good to know.
Isn't that gross though? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking of all the gross things. Not that you have a dog, but just that people just assume that you're.
Yeah.
Being some sort of way. What if, even if you were a grown ass woman, what if you went to high school with him? What if you mm-hmm. fucking.
I remember the conversation precisely. He was complaining because all the man soap smelled too, like, he was like, there's like woods and like florals. He's like, I need like grease. And like, he was just making stupid jokes about how he didn't like any of the smells in the lotion or in the soap section.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well. Like, yeah, grease, whatever. Like, you know, like just having a conversation. It was nothing uh-huh. even like. And my mom was like a little further down the aisle.
Well, and like he was such a big part of your guys' life. Like for mm-hmm. I remember when he was my cheerleading coach for the first time when I was a freshman in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a little starstruck.
In love. Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
But, so it's just so funny. And she should, if anything, she should have been mad at him because if he was acting some sort of way, again, what if you were just some random ass girl? What if you like were asking him like where the milk is? Like who fucking knows what mm-hmm. you were asking him?
Yeah. But yeah, I never thought about that before. She paused, registered who I was, and then went, "You look older from behind." And I didn't know how to respond to that because I was just like,
"Yeah, okay. That's weird. I don't even know what you say." In the moment, I'd be like, "Oh, thanks."
Yeah.
You probably were like,
oh. I was probably stoked. Like, oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, exactly, right.
I'm not a teenager because that's like the last thing I wanted to be.
Exactly, because you wanted to be wild and no, just kidding. Yeah. You didn't want to be, but ugh.
Yeah. So now, like, this might, you know, be a little quickie episode for everybody, but how, like, how's your association? Like, we don't need to get deep. Everyone has stuff with their body that they're working through. I feel like the goal is to love the body that you're in, but mm-hmm. it's easier said than done, including for sure. growing up in a time where bodies were critiqued constantly in the media, constantly in our lives, as we're realizing.
Yeah.
By your peers, by strangers, by, you know, people that.
What have you.
Yeah, whatever. How do you feel with the BTC now?
I love it now. Now mm-hmm. I'm just like, whatever. I mean, again, I think it's just expected that my tits are going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, my wedding dress, like my wedding dress was very revealing. and nobody even batted an eye at it.
Mm-hmm.
I just ignore the comments now. And I think I don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think like what when someone made a comment to me just the other day, I didn't even say anything. I just was like, oh.
You're in your 30s and you're still getting comments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's so crazy to me. I think the only person who's like had comments like to my face is my husband. And he's just my husband, so.
Yeah, probably never complains.
No, my husband is very, he's never said anything. How can I say this without airing him out? My husband is like not really worried. Digging the changes that my body's experienced since having a child.
He's body positive.
He's there we go. He's very body positive. Because for me, like, again, I was sitting at that cusp, right? Like, they were there. They weren't, you know, overly, like, noticed. But I definitely wasn't, like, out there buying bombshell bras when I was, yeah, mm-hmm. when I was trolling or whatever. But, like, I'm trying to think, like, it had to be, like, after breastfeeding and stuff. Like, my breast size has just, like, tripled. It's insane.
I believe it.
It's so, like, that was the first time I got comments on that, which is just, like, this is just a big aha moment for me. We're very aware while I was breastfeeding, and they made comments about how large my chest was and how big it had gotten, which, I mean, they were serving their purpose. They were feeding my daughter, which is what I needed them to do. But usually, people experience, decrease in size when they're done breastfeeding. Mine were just like, oh, this is the size we were always meant to be.
This is me. Yeah. This is real.
That's so,
who I'm supposed to be.
That's exactly what they sang to me the last night of breastfeeding. How did you know?
I was there. That's super inappropriate. I just feel like if anything, like if someone's going to make a comment about that, maybe it should be like self-started. Like if you would,
like if
be, like,
I was like, look at shit. These bad boys. Yeah.
Literally. Then they could have been like, oh yeah, they look real bad. You know, yeah. Then you can join in on the joke, but just to like start to initiate the conversation.
Well, and I don't even think there was a conversation. I think it was just like, oh my God, your boobs are huge. And I was just like,
oh, see, they should have said like your boobs look amazing. Or nope, like, holy huge. Shit, your boobs look great. Like, yeah, huge is rude.
Mm-hmm.
That's something else that people, I remember, I was always compared to, there was a pregnant woman that I was in my life that I was, her breasts were smaller than mine. And we, as a child, people like would compare our breasts. And like that my breasts were larger than hers even when she was breastfeeding.
Ew, that's, whoa. See, okay, this is why we've got problems with our being in our own skin, is because at young ages, things are just pointed out to us that don't need to be pointed out.
Right? Like, I was just like, oh, okay.
Like, yeah. Like,
sorry.
What? How is that? Oh my God, okay. Gonna go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, I after breastfeeding, mine didn't go back to their normal size. Like,
because this is their normal size, as we just said.
Yeah. They're happy in their space. I think the only, because like, you know, I think about the BTC and like things that pop out to me, and the only other thing that pops out to me is like when I started just really feel comfortable in my own body, and it's ebbs and flows, bodies change, things like that, but one of the times where I was just like feeling myself presented to your mom and my mom at the same time. So when we were going through the donation process, I had my mom, my husband, and your mom with me, and we were doing all of the tests that I had to do. You stayed home, and yes. I remember I had, you know, I met with a nutritionist. I met with nurses who took all my blood. I met with other nurses that put cuffs on my body, and they squeezed my body. I did scans and injections of things to do more scans and all the things that...
buckets and
yes yeah. buckets and giving all the fluids. So I did all of these things just so they could study my body and make sure it could live with one kidney. And we sat down with a nurse, and she said, "Do you have any new tattoos or piercings?" And my husband and I, who he was my fiance at the time, made very awkward eye contact, and my mom, my mom, being the Italian mother that she is, went to go insert, "Amber, you got that tattoo over a year ago."
She's like, "No, you're fine."
Mm-hmm. And she was, and I just kept looking, and the nurse noticed the look that I gave Craig, and he did a little head nod, like, "You have to tell them."
Yeah, like they're asking.
Yep. Uh-huh. And so, I had gotten my nipples pierced, like,
love that for you.
A month before we started the donation process.
Oh my god, they were that fresh.
I thought they were healed.
I thought they were like at least like 6 months old.
Oh no, yeah, no, they were like just healed. Because I didn't know, like, when I decided I was going to start the process, I didn't know, like, so I had a couple beverages and decided it was time to go get my nipples pierced.
Not when you were doing the transplant stuff.
No. Yeah,
when you were, this is the piercing.
With the nipple piercings. And so I had those and didn't obviously tell anyone who didn't need to know.
It was on a need to know basis. Yeah. I feel like that's your doctor and your husband.
Yeah.
Your partner.
And so my,
and the piercer, I guess.
And the piercer and the people who went with me for my liquid courage for the piercings.
And everybody who watched me from outside. No, yeah.
Well, and I aggressively shouted, "Oh fuck," when she pierced my first nipple. So people who were getting tattoos were very aware that I got something pierced.
Something was happening.
Something sensitive was being pierced. But I remember, so I was honest with the nurse and I said I got my nipples pierced a month ago, and my mom,
I said, I would, to be a fly on the wall.
Well, and so I was like, my mom and Craig were right next to each other in front of me, and your mom was by my shoulder behind me because it was a small room. So I didn't see your mom's reaction.
I'm sure she just.
And then my mom was like, "You know, I don't think I need to be here for the rest of
this." She's like, "I'm fucking leaving."
Well, because she had told me beforehand she wanted to step out before, like, the examination stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, they didn't really warn us that was, like, questioned.
In their defense.
They didn't know.
Unless you were getting, like, there's really only two piercings you could have gotten that would have been uncomfortable to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You just happened to get one of those piercings.
And so I remember my mom and your mom left. And so it was just me and Craig sitting in there with the nurse, and she, like, finished.
Did she laugh?
No, she was, you could tell she was fighting for her life. She was just like, "I need to get the fuck out of here."
Bless her. She was so professional. I would have been dying.
Oh my god. Yeah, me too. You could tell she was uncomfortable and just wanted to leave.
She just wanted to go home.
Yeah. She was like, "This is my last patient for the fucking day. I just want to get out of here." And I remember, I can't remember if your mom, if you told me what your mom said or if my mom told me what your mom said, but she was like, "She can always take him out."
I think it was your mom. can always take him out. I'm sure I can't. Okay. First of all, to be a fly on the wall to witness that, like, and I would need to see, like, multiple angles. We're talking the office status. I need to see the nurse. I need to see Craig. I need to see you, your mom, my mom. I need to see the room in total, everything. And then the conversation that they had in the hallway.
I know. I would love, like, I'm sure my mom just, like, didn't say anything. And your mom was just, like, so uncomfortable with the silence that she was like, "Please, she can take him out."
Yeah. It'll grow back. It's just skin. It's okay.
They're not permanent. So.
Nothing's permanent.
That was the one time, like, I was, because my mom, you know, like, we have conversations. We're close. But, like, she's always just been very private with stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, bodies and stuff, and so
makes sense.
Yeah, my mom definitely wasn't a walk around the house naked mom like some moms are. Like, she was she was very, you know, close the door when she changed kind of thing. And so that was the one time where I was just like, I think I had the whole total freedom to just, like, I wasn't, it was hilarious and I was uncomfortable, but I wasn't embarrassed about what I did. I was uncomfortable because I knew my mom was getting this information with against her will.
Because she
adamantly said she did not want to be there for any like medical conversations, and like she wanted to respect my space, and she was forced to learn that about
me. Your poor mom.
I know, she was just like so uncomfortable. Even now, if I bring it up, she's just like,
I was just gonna say, what's the mood now? Well, have we moved past it?
I think it's hilarious, okay. And my mom just rolls her eyes and tells me I'm stupid.
Oh no, it's funny.
But they're no longer there. I have no piercings anymore. So
I have no nipples.
I have no nipples.
They're no longer there.
Fun fact, if you do want to get your nipples pierced, it does weird shit to your nipples while you breastfeed. It does weird stuff. I would recommend waiting until after you're done. Because of how they closed, sometimes milk would come out and it would come out the side of where the piercing used to be.
It's like a garden hose, mm-hmm. right? It's like you get like...
Yep. And it would spray ravioli in the face. Like
you can have jet, you can have mist, you can have...
Yep.
Okay, good to know. Would have never thought about that.
Yeah, so definitely recommend holding off. But that was the only other, like, really, the BTC is new to me. And, like, there are only a handful of times that I remember, like, my boobs being topics of conversation.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not very fun when they're always the brunt of the joke, you know?
Well, this is kind of why I wanted to talk about it, because I know we've had two very different experiences. Because again, I just got to exist for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm getting more comments now than I had in the past. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Which is like a whole niche. You know, you do a whole pay pig. I'm sure, someone wants to be yelled at by their mom. Craig. Has he agreed to it yet? We're still looking for fundraisers.
Yeah, no, he hasn't agreed to it yet, but...
Oh, man. Okay.
But, yeah, so I don't know. I just was like, I'm sure it was out of irritation. I'm sure, like, I hate the bras that I have to wear now because they're, like, so, like, ugly and, like, I feel like they're an Ace bandage just strapping them in to hold them in place, and I hate that they look different directions now. Like, as someone who used to have perky little things, like, it's a big, big transition into what I'm experiencing now. So the BTC came up because I'm sure I, like, rolled over while I was sleeping. That's a thing now. Do you roll over on them?
I roll over on them. Roxy has been known to step on them a time or two.
Yes.
It's absurd. There's such a problem.
How, like, does their little... clawed foot find like the very tip of everything,
or like she'll just, oh man, it doesn't feel good. It's
no, like I'm all for freeing the nipple and not wearing a bra if you don't want to, but I feel like I am assaulting people's eyes if I go out without a bra on, because they're looking two different directions, one is higher than the other, like If I turn too quickly, you could probably get slapped. Yeah, like it's not. And then like running. Oh my god!
Out of the question.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
My daughter is into not walking anymore, but running. I can't do it without one of those compression bras that like suction cups everything down. It hurts so bad, and I have to hold them like a weirdo. Like.
Yeah, no, there's running is not a thing.
Oh my god, yeah.
I can't stop laughing.
I made the mistake of trying to make walking to daycare fun one day because my daughter didn't want to go, and I said, "Do you want to hop like a bunny?" And I tried one hop and I was like, "Oh."
I was like, like smacked in the
And I was like, "Actually, let's waddle like a penguin." And then they're like a pendulum, and I was like, "Well, that doesn't work." Oh, and then she's god. Like, and then Ravioli's like, "Run." And I'm like, freaking
flop 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 flop. My favorite meme is the guy that says calm your tits, and he's like,
and they're like, no. Yeah, so I'm sure I can't remember the exact moment, but I roll over onto them now while I'm sleeping. Like, bras are ugly. My husband has commented on that, and he's like, all your bras are nude now. And he's like, you used to not have nude bras. And I was like, they don't make cute bras in the size I am. Never. Anymore. Like,
no, that was something as a kid. Everyone had like such cute bras. Nope. Not a thing.
Yeah. No. See, and I used to. So he did experience the lifestyle of cute bras. And now I'm just like, sorry, man. Like,
nude it up.
Yeah. So I'm sure I was just mad. And honestly, if you're going to comment on someone's chest, just remember, they might have accidentally rolled over on their nipple that morning trying to get up out of bed. Like, they don't need your comments in addition to the physical problems that they experience.
My back hurts, okay? I don't need your eyes creeping.
Yeah. And you can't hide it. You know when someone's looking. That's what I don't like.
At the Rockies game, I was walking. There was this guy. He was literally smiling at me. And I was like,
he was like, thank you,
brother.
Thank you for letting me see that today.
I was like, brother. Enough. Also, like, enough.
I mean, breasts are cool. Like, but I don't think there's something to smile about. Like,
it was so fucking creepy. It was like, I don't know if he was trying to thought I would be like, oh, he's into me. I was like, I like kept walking. I was like, that's a hard pass, man.
Yeah, I don't like, again, they're cool, like, whatever, I get it. Like, the female body is banging, like, way better looking than a man's body. Not gonna
a penis is the ugliest, oh my god, thing,
like,
ever.
Unsolicited pictures of a woman versus a man, like, there's a winner in that scenario
for sure.
But like, I've never seen some titties and been like, wow, that made
those
my
are
day.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Like, to smile at someone, like, I guess good for you for making a stranger's day. You didn't even have to say anything. Like, they just had to see
literally
you in a crowd.
Too bad. Didn't even have to open my mouth. That sounded way naughtier than I wanted it to be. It just, I was trying to like insult him. That's what I was trying to insinuate, but it insinuated something different. It anyway.
It's probably why he was smiling. He was like, oh, this girl. You know about them big titties. You know what else comes with that.
He was wearing Wranglers. You know, my husband used to wear Wranglers and I thought it was cute, but I have evolved. I'm not into it anymore.
That's something we could talk about. The things that we used to pretend to look for in a type and what.
The things we thought we wanted.
Yep. There you go. Again, shortening up the words I cannot say. Yeah, so this was just our journey, guys.
Yeah, sorry, there was a lot of laughing, a lot of maybe you're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you're not.
Yeah, like, everyone's got a body and things are on that body, and I just be nice to the people with the breasts, like, big, small, everyone's going through it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, don't judge people, because some people with little breasts, maybe they want big breasts. And maybe some people with big breasts want little breasts. Oh. And maybe some people don't want breasts at all. So, like, just mind your business. And, like, I don't know. Maybe unless they say, like, hey, look at my breasts. Like,
don't look at it.
I don't know. Yeah, or, like, don't be weird. Yeah. Or don't. At least, what if he had, like, given me, like, a thumbs up? Like, that would have been even weirder. Like, just
see,
don't
I
be
think
weird
a
about
thumbs
it.
Up would have been better, actually. Like, I think at least he like, you know, you would have known. Like, a smile, sure. He was like, wow, I saw some good boobs today. Let me smile at that girl to let her know, like, great. But if he would have given you the old good job, I would have been like, oh, okay, cool. Like, he's liking what I'm working with.
Where's my tip?
Yeah, that's true, too. If you're going to be an idiot and have comments or smiles or whatever, give me money.
Yeah, it's not free.
Yeah, like... it's like when I used to work at the bar. I remember boys would give me their number and I would give it back to them and be like, write it on a $5 bill.
Hell yeah, I love that for you.
Oh my god, I did that to so many people. I'd give their number back and be like, if it's not on a five, I'm not even gonna call you. Like,
make it a 20 and we'll think about it.
Yeah, like, make it a 20 and I'll let you take me to dinner. But like, come on. Exactly. Like,
don't
if
be
you're,
lame.
Yeah, if you're going to be that way and if you're going to be uncomfortable, at least, like, make it worth their time.
So much riveting conversation. So many good hard facts here.
Thank you. So that is the BTC. Or that is the episode that will never see the light of day, depending on how we feel after it's edited.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's probably fine.
Yeah, well, you know, Leslie just has to go through and cut names and events and things that'll definitely like, make people aware that we're talking about them.
Like childhood trauma and like, it'll be fine. So.
Oh, so there you go, friends. Be nice to someone with boobs today. Be nice. That's our request.
And if you've got boobs, let us know.
Yeah. What do you think of your boobs?
We would love a review. If this is the episode you're going to review on, this would be it. And leave like emojis or like, ooh, do like the eights, you know, like the ooh, boobs.
The boobs, yeah.
Like the calculator boobs, you know? Mm-hmm. Like that's what we want to see the reviews. Yeah. So.
See, I was thinking like the eight balls, that like the pool balls.
And then the D.
Yeah.
Oh, the ape. Ooh, emojis.
Yeah.
I like that.
The emojis. So just leave something that could be boobs or a dick or something, and we'll try to figure it out. Like, be creative. Don't just do an eggplant. Don't just do a peach. Like,
well, I think we should stick with the teats. But
okay, I'm sorry.
We'll just see how many different ways. Like,
yeah, how many different ways can you put boobs in an emoji?
I like that. Mm-hmm. Let's see it.
Leave a review. Leave a comment. Mm-hmm. We would love to see it. I like how we're both like.
So you know what to do. And on that note, we will spook you next week. Bye.